This is a behind-the-scenes episode of Burning Edge. We recorded a series of these where each set of two players talk to each other in character to help the players find their character's voice. Jean-Baptiste, Thumper is not good at stuffy corporate parties. Why would Evo throw a corporate gala and invite you as actual guests rather than CorpSec?
Well, I am quite charming. I can, tell a story quite well. And plus, who does not like a bunny rabbit around? You know, have a good story or two to tell? I don't know, Thumper, why did they invite you?
If I had to guess, just looking at these, other people, I'm here as a contrast piece. I don't really mesh with this crowd, and by having somebody like me with a group like this, it just makes all the rest of them seem all the greater, all the more uplifted.
Well, I guess that makes sense. That would explain why I'm here. I am here to, level everyone out. You know, you can't get too full of yourself with someone as great as me around. Now, I see that they have a vegetable table. Do you want some carrots?
Well, I mean, Thumper probably hasn't surged at this point yet.
So he still calls Thumper?
During the corporate lifestyle, her name is probably going by Sandra or Cassandra, because that's her just actual name.
Oh, Cassandra. I see why you are here. You are quite lovely in dress, are we?
Well, I'm certainly glad that I listened to some advice from, others who I could consult on something like this. Frankly, dress kind of grates on me a little bit. It's amazing how constricting something is that doesn't actually bind your legs in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, certainly couldn't juggle a soccer ball like this. She just looks down, gestures with her arms out at her side slightly, and looking down at the dress that does not in any way, shape, or form accentuate somebody who is fit, but rather somebody who would be more delicate. Still works, kind of, but not really with her stature.
Oh, why you look so awkward. You look beautiful. Do not think of them. They do not know nothing.
Cassandra kind of holds up her hand a moment, gives a quick shake of her head, closes her eyes. No. See, you can try to flatter me, Baptiste, but there's a bit of a grating effect here. This just isn't my environment. I'm more of a loud bar and locker room, and maybe a friendly scuffle from time to time. These formal gatherings, frankly, it reminds me why I tried to pursue the career I have.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were one of these uptight, prissy ones. Have you ever been to a rally race?
Nah. Been to a few rugby games, but nothing really vehicular. Rally races do seem to be where I'd be at, though. I mean, seems a bit more honest, rough terrain, having to actively work a potentially uncooperative vehicle. Seems more, like I said earlier, honest with the competition and action of what is going on.
Well, I do not know what you are implying, but I would like to let you know I am completely up and up.
I'm more meaning, I think, like NASCAR or things like that, where it's a smooth track and just going in the same left turn for a prolonged period. It just doesn't seem like a real sport. Rally is. Rally, there's a bit more uncertainty. There's the ground working against the vehicle. There's the vehicle working against the ground. The track getting torn up. I mean, I haven't observed it recently, but that's still how it is, right?
For the most part, rip your soul from body, but, those things happen.
It's the world we live in. But yeah, it's just so much more involved and personal with something like Rally versus something like, Formula One or NASCAR.
Oh, yes, this is quite superior. And the vehicles, they're so much more. They're beautiful, rugged.
At this point, you have Cassandra smiling. Great. In fact, it's even turning into a bit of a toothy grin as she's nodding and leaning more comfortably.
So, I don't want to be too forward, but would you like to come to a rally race sometime?
Baptiste, normally if you would ask me that, I'd probably decline. As it is, though, you've caught my interest.
Ah, then we will call this is it.
Oui. And she somewhat mispronounces that even as her grin turns even toothier.
Boom, I got a date, guys.
They got a little creepy. That was awesome. Perfect.
That was great.
Y'all aren't actually going to start dating, are you?
The first date went horribly.
It went so disastrously that they don't even talk about it. It's the noodle incident for this group.
Yeah, it's like whenever Charlie and B got together. No one mentions it anymore.
It just didn't happen. It's a taboo.
I'm Jeff Alla, and I play Jean-Baptiste.
I'm Quar, and I play the former corporate security turned Shadowrunner, Thumper.